Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
So it kind of put her in.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm over here at Anthony's Jewelry in Covington, Washington, and I have an upgrade potential.
Okay.
That we need to look at. I purchased a Carat 86 fancy yellow internally flawless diamond cushion cut.
Okay.
It's got to be like a year and a half ago now.
Okay.
And they want, so this particular stone has strong fluorescence, and she's really picky because in sunlight it kind of washes out a little bit.
Okay.
So she wants something similar size because it's going in the existing mounting, so about
okay.
a 6.5 by 6.5 cushion.
Okay.
And I need like a vivid, fancy.
Okay. But with
yellow,
no fluorescence.
Like really,
or
really
like
bright yellow.
Okay. Can we go none or faint on the fluorescence or?
Yes, none or faint.
Okay. And it was internally flawless. Does it have to be internally flawless or can we change that?
It doesn't have to be. It's still, but it needs to be an upgrade, obviously, for the
okay.
upgrade to apply, right?
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because internally flawless is, with the fancy yellow vivid, is a, like, it's super hard.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she still wants really high clarity.
Right.
I
gotcha. Like, can we go VS2 or better? Like, what's your threshold?
I would say VS1 or better.
Okay.
I mean, she's trying to get out of it. You know, not spending more than an extra $10,000 than
okay.
what you got quoted for the last one. So,
and remind me of
that's
the millimeter you need to
aside.
Have again.
6.5 by 6.5.
Okay.
And I
yep.
think the one we got in was about a carat 86.
Yep, I see that now. Okay, I got to pull up here. Okay. So we're sticking with the same millimeter then, right, you said? Because it's going to existing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just getting brighter yellow. You want
okay.
to properly,
yeah,
know,
definitely with
the
vivid,
yellow.
You're going to go up in cost as it is. So if we can, it's good that we can break away from the internally flawless because that would be crazy in terms of
mm-hmm.
money if because of the availability of those.
Sure.
Let me see here. I'm just taking a quick peek, see if we have anything in our regular inventory. If not, I'll check our New York City office, so bear with me. I don't see any. So I'll check our New York office. When's the latest you need this by?
She's not in a hurry. I told her I'd put my feelers out, and we'll find something.
Okay. I gotcha. So you guys, do you have the original GIA report still for that diamond?
I really hope so. I
okay.
gave it to her.
I gotcha. So that we obviously could do a trade-in, but we just need to make sure we have that original GIA. So if you want to check with her in the meantime, and then we'll work on this for you. And then myself or Mick will give you a holler back here. It'll probably be Monday-ish. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no, next week is fine. She's not like, let's get it done tomorrow kind of thing.
Right.
It's just like, she's been thinking about it. She came back about, 8 months after she got it, and she was like, you know,
that's
I show people this ring, and it looks a little bit different in different lights, and
yeah.
She's like, well, I did kind of go over what fluorescence does, and
mm-hmm.
she's like, yeah, I know you did, but
especially in a color diamond.
It's really good. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just one of those things.
I gotcha.
And she's ready to just
take that
punch
leap.
It up a little bit.
Yep, I gotcha. Well, let's see what we can drum up, and then we'll let you know.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Enjoy the weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.